The new independent film LIE, which stands for New York's Long Island Expressway, is another cinematic exploration of the underside of American suburban life in the tradition of films like Happiness and American Beauty. It won the First Director Award at Edinburgh and was one of the hottest movies at Sundance. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
In my head, I keep a list of all the kinds of films I've had it up to here with. Movies about men's midlife crises. Movies in which high school students are hacked to bits. Movies which stretch a Saturday Night Live skit into 90 minutes of hell. And then there are the movies about the emotional tribulations of sensitive teenagers. I really don't want to see any more of those. But of course I do. And sometimes they surprise me. That's what happened with LIE, which plays like an indie film version of American Beauty, set on Long Island. Paul Franklin Dano plays Howie Blitzer, a soulful 15-year-old with a taste for poetry and a sense of being sexually different. Howie's life has lost its center. His mother died in a crash on the LIE, the Long Island Expressway, and his father's in some vague legal trouble. And so he starts robbing houses with a group that's led by a flamboyant teenage sociopath named Gary, on whom Howie develops a crush. But when one of their robberies goes wrong, Howie gets mixed up with his victim. His name is Big John Harrigan. That's Scottish actor Brian Cox, an ex-Marine with a predilection for teenage boys. Howie finds this older man both unsettling and charismatic. And as his stable suburban world starts collapsing around him, he gets drawn into this strange surrogate father's orbit. Big John is an edgy, complicated man, as is obvious when he first gives Howie a ride home and decides to confront the boy about the robbery.
Gary told me everything.
You know Gary?
He told me you guys were very close friends.
That's right, we are.
He also told me that my guns were gone.
I guess they are.
You guess? Come on, Howard. You sold them. You know they're gone.
I didn't sell them. Look, I didn't even touch your guns.
Well, then somebody did.
Well, this has nothing to do with me, mister.
Oh, don't call me that. Call me Big John.
Big John. Look, I don't lie, all right? I didn't touch your stuff, and I don't believe that Gary told you I did.
Then what the were you doing in my basement?
I just went along.
You just went along? Gary, lying little psychopath.
LIE is the first film by 38-year-old Michael Cuesta, a director of TV commercials who, aside from some fast-motion forays into ad man style, clearly knows how to make a movie. His scenes are crisply paced and neatly shot, capturing the beauty of Long Island with its wide streets, slated light, and slightly alienating architecture. What Cuesta doesn't always have is a sense of what's fresh. By now, the wounded teenager is a cinematic cliché, all those rebels without a cause, and lonely souls being welcomed to the dollhouse. Howie belongs in that company, and the movie's least interesting when it focuses on the typical tribulations of teenage life. Loutish friends, clueless parents, and so forth. We all know firsthand that it's hard being a teenager. Still, Paul Franklin Dano does a remarkable job of making us empathize with Howie's turmoil. He has one of those faces that reveals what's going on inside him, be it confusion, pain, anger, or startled joy. And he does all this with enormous delicacy. He doesn't make a show of showing you his soul. And his performance is matched by Cox's terrific turn as Big John, the movie's one truly original creation. Whereas screen pedophiles are invariably portrayed as cartoon villains, Cuesta and his screenwriter Steven Ryder turn him into a man of many dimensions. He's a guy who pals around with cops, breaks into French, and croons the old song Harrigan. He's a sexual predator with an aura of menace. One imagines him doing almost anything. Yet he's also a man who knows that his sexual activities are sinful. Even as he pursues Howie, he's drawn to and moved by what's rare and precious in Howie's purity. Big John genuinely wants to help him out. Howie and Big John's scenes together are reason enough to see the movie, especially because this potentially queasy material develops far more tenderly and less explicitly than you fear it will. The only trouble with setting up such an off-kilter relationship is that you eventually have to resolve it. And it's obvious that Cuesta and company aren't quite sure how. Just when you think that everything is building to an epiphany that grows out of the characters' mutual feelings, the story veers into a finale whose arbitrary violence undercuts the originality of what's come before. Howie winds up a bit too grown up, Big John a bit too saintly, and the Long Island Expressway a bit too heavy a symbol of dreams betrayed. The big L-I-E.
John Powers is executive editor of LA Weekly. This is Fresh Air.